Well, Dr. Lyons, we have another just incredible event taking place here in Lexington, Kentucky with this year's symposium and the theme, the sustainability principle. Before we kind of talk about the conference just a little bit, we had an announcement here of Altech support for the AgriAware program.
Yes.
I think you've already been supporting, but this kind of takes it to another level.
Yes. Yes, the AgriAware program, I have been a fan of it for two, three, 4 years. And frankly, I've been asking people in the United States and elsewhere, I said, you know, there's a program there. Why do you need to reinvent another program? It's there. All you have to do, perhaps, if it's a different country, is translate it. All we have to do for the United States is change a few words so it becomes relevant to us. So I believe what we've done today absolutely makes it relevant for America, relevant for Kentucky. We heard earlier that agriculture is alive and well in Ireland. We heard earlier that students going into agriculture, the numbers are increasing. That's extraordinary. Extraordinary, because that's not happening here. I think if we have to have a future, and we have a future, we have to take our future in our own hands, and the AgriAware program, explaining to children at the high school and junior school level what agriculture is all about, that's how you get people interested in farming. If you don't tell them the story, rest assured, somebody else will. And you may not like the story they're telling.
And right now, the timing couldn't be, I think, more ideal or necessary here in the United States for this type of program. We have seen groups that try to maybe do it on a commodity basis here or there, but to really have an integrated program that could be taken into all our schools just seems like the time's right, and why reinvent the wheel, like you said?
It's a natural. The time is right. People realize that safety is the single most ingredient in food. And safety will not come about until you have understanding. And understanding of agriculture will not come about until you have education. And that's what the AgriAware program is about. We're going to educate people on what really happens on a farm. We're going to educate people and show them that things really haven't changed that much. You know what? Farmers love their animals. Farmers love their animals. Oh, of course, there have been some indications, and when people tell some bad stories happen everywhere. But in my experience in 30 years going out onto farms, farmers love their animals.
Absolutely. Well, we've got a great conference taking place here. How do you feel about this year's symposium so far?
It's fantastic. It's wonderful. This may surprise you. When we finish this symposium, the first thing we will do within 5 minutes, not 25 minutes, not 5 hours, not 5 days, within 5 minutes, is that a key group of us will group, and we will say, what did we do wrong? Not right. And that's why it gets better and better and better. The things we did right, maybe with the new displays, the things we did right, maybe the interaction, the things we did right, maybe having the University of Kentucky's music school singing, the things that we did right, maybe having KET here. What were the things we did wrong? And that's how you get better. Focus in on those things you did wrong and move it up. But it's been 25 years of improvement. It's been 25 years of excitement. And I hope I'm going to be around for the next 25 years.
Well, even in this sort of difficult time we have financially around the world, it sure seems like you have real strong participation here. And I think that probably says a lot for the type of information and desire on the part of these participants to come and take part here.
You know, you're absolutely right. But let's put it into context. We have a crisis. People don't have money. People don't want to travel. There's three strikes against you. Oh, by the way, the Altech Symposium, we never charged people to come. So this year we decided to charge them $500. There's four strikes against you. And still, we got 1,200 people to come. I think that tells you as much as anything how valuable the information is, how relevant the information is, and how excited people are to come and have that information. But of course, charging people puts an onus on us. I invite you to a party and I don't charge you, fine, the party was so-so. We now had to elevate our game even further. And the reason we decided to charge was not to make any money. This costs us a lot of money to put on. The reason was to make sure the people who came were interested. That's what we got. And that's why you see a buzz and you see people hanging around and talking about all the different topics. It's exciting, Chuck.
Well, I'm looking forward to an exciting dinner out on the farm.
Yes.
Once again.
Yeah.
And the continuation of our conference tomorrow here at the Lexington Convention Center. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.